This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us from the Brunswick High Fieldhouse, Brunswick High head coach Sean Pender. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing good, Kip. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Talk a little bit about the 2018 season, how disappointing it was from you. I know you well enough now to know that nobody hates to lose more than Sean Pender. And, you know, my team seemed to have a fire in its belly coming off that 3-7 season last year. And you've been telling me the work ethic for this year's bunch has been a lot better.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has. The guys put in a lot of work throughout the offseason, the weight room. They've been working hard there. And then even on their own, coming out and getting extra work and extra reps on Saturday and Sunday. And the work ethic has been – and really it's on both sides of the ball. Some of the defensive backs, you'd see them out there just trying to go against one-on-one drills with the receivers, and the receivers and quarterbacks trying to get time in together. And it's just, a lot better atmosphere than it was a year ago.
Coming off spring practice, coach, we had some injuries and that we'll get into later, and, maybe some good positive news on that front. But talk a little bit. You guys went all over the place this summer. You went to Gainesville, Florida. You went to Columbia, South Carolina. You went to Tallahassee, Florida. I think you went to Valdosta for a contact camp. Just talk a little bit about the summer program and all the things you did this summer and the impact it had, because we got a lot of young, especially on the line of scrimmage, we got some young players, especially on that defensive line.
We have to learn how to compete, Kip. That was one of the biggest problems I saw with the 2018 team, is not competing and finishing against really good quality competition. And the summer, what we tried to do was, one, give our kids a lot of exposure,
right?
With trying to get some of our kids that we know have a chance to play at the next level, some college exposure to get them on their campus. Also for our kids to see what a college atmosphere is like. When we took them to University of Florida, we took them to Tallahassee on back-to-back nights, took them up to South Carolina. So they saw, SEC schools. And then some of them even went to places like Troy and went to Kentucky and went to Georgia. So they had a lot of experience getting with these Division I programs, and also competing against Division I athletes or potential Division I athletes. And it really showed us how we had to raise our game and our level if we want to get to a level to compete like a championship team.
But you like the fire on this team, the work ethic, the mental toughness compared to last year's squad. I've seen it. I mean, you see it every day. I just think we're better mentally on the mental side than we are going into 2019 than we were in 18.
We're better. We're nowhere where we need to be. I think mental focus is still something that, and mental toughness,
right,
is something that we still struggle with. There's points where it looks like everything's clicking, right, and then there's points where it looks like we completely brain fart, and we got to get out of that inconsistency. You heard that come out of my mouth a lot last year.
Yeah.
We're being inconsistent, and that part is still a struggle. We're still not where we want to be on the consistency factor. We got to practice even harder than what we've been practicing, and we have to learn how to play through pain, Kip. That's the biggest issue I have right now, is we get a little banged up, and we got players wanting to sit out instead of to go through it, and especially on a Tuesday and Wednesday practice.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've got some. At one time, I did the math. At one time or another last year, we had 14 kids that were either freshmen or sophomores that had to start in varsity football last year. Those kids have gained the years of experience. They've gotten bigger in the weight room. And, you know, these kids, some of them look good. Mario Whitfield, man, he looks like a college wide receiver. I mean, his body and things like that, walking around campus and seeing these guys. Some of these guys have filled out this offseason.
Yeah, they have. They definitely, like you said, we talked earlier about putting in some work. But yep. Now we got to apply that to the football field. Now it's that transition. The experience is huge. With the receiving core, you know, we talked today, six of the guys we have back in the receiving core all got varsity experience last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having Anthony Mountain back, he has a lot of varsity experience as well. So that helps out. We got three offensive linemen that have played at the varsity level that's back this year. So on the offensive side of the ball, we're, you know, we have a lot of experience. I know we're young at running back, and we are a little bit young on the offensive line, but everywhere else we're pretty solid on the offensive side of the ball. Defensive side of the ball, defensive line is very young, but the secondary is majority seniors, and then the linebacking core is just mixed up. When everyone's healthy, it's a little bit older, but right now we got several linebackers out.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the offensive personnel on the 2019 Pirates. It's just hard to believe that Friday night, Coffee County's coming in here, and we're getting ready to open the 2019 season. Coach, talk a little bit about your quarterback position. We'll start with that. You went into spring practice. You had your top two quarterbacks pretty much injured and couldn't practice, and you had to get a freshman kind of ready, thinking you may have to use him some in the season. But we got some good news this week with Anthony Mountain coming off the ACL from last year. He's released, and he can actually play this Friday night against Coffee. You had to get a lot of quarterbacks ready, or try to, in this offseason.
I will say this. Yeah. I think by the end of this, all this carousel of quarterbacks that we had to get ready, we will have a lot of depth at the quarterback position.
We should.
If they don't transfer out, yeah, we'll have a lot of depth there. You know, KJ Lee's still out, but Anthony Mountain got released. And, you know, Anthony has really stepped up as a team leader throughout the spring, even though he wasn't released to play. And then all summer long, he's really been a team leader, and he's really been helping the younger quarterbacks mature and develop, trying to help get them ready as well for when their time comes that they'll be ready to play.
Coach, talk a little bit before we go on the first break. Talk a little bit about these running backs. Man, we've got some talented running back. It's young. Jacoby Hill played as a freshman last year and did well. He looked good in the scrimmage last Friday night against Beach. You got some kids back there that can run the football.
There's four kids back there that are all, and we're saying kids because all four of them are sophomores.
Right.
All four of them that are back there getting reps right now. Of course, Jacoby Hill is a name you heard from last year as a freshman who was gotten in and got a significant amount of playing time as a freshman. And then Reese Simmons had a great spring, great summer, and he's going to do a lot of good things for us as well. And then you have Pat Leggett. Pat Leggett's been coming on.
We're watching him on film right now in practice.
Right. He's been coming on. He's quick. He's small. But we always said, you know, this kid, once he figures it out, it's going to be special. He's you can't catch him in a phone booth, Coach. He's all over the place. And I just think once he figures it out, he's going to be a really good addition to that backfield. And then you also have, you know, we talk about Kenai Charlton, the big offensive lineman. Yeah. Well, he has a brother that no one ever talks about, Leon Charlton. And Leon has been playing some fullback. He's a tough runner in between the tackles. And he's another sophomore that is going to start getting a little bit of varsity time. Yeah, he got some varsity time because we were a little banged up in the backfield. So he played some yesterday with the varsity in practice. He'll play again today in practice. So it's very possible that he's going to be playing Friday night, you know, as well. And that's a fourth running back, and they're all sophomores. All of them pretty talented.
So we've got some quality. We've got some good starters, got some good depth, and I saw some of them freshmen last week. You've got some coming through the pipeline as well. So when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about offensive line and wide receiver. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, we lost a couple offensive linemen off the 2018 squad, but we played a lot of young guys last year. Kanaya Charlton, some of those guys, he is a monster. We were talking about he was out there with no pads on yesterday, and it looked like he had shoulder pads on. You got three or four good quality offensive linemen, and they're young.
They are, you know. Of course, you know, losing Warren McClendon last year.
Yeah, that never helps.
That's a big loss. Yeah. And you know, we lost several starters that were seniors on the offensive line last year. But the one thing that happened last year was we had a lot of injuries to our offensive line. If you remember, yes. I don't think we ever played with the same starting five two games in a row. And because of that, we were able to develop depth there. People like Kanaya Charlton and Cook got a lot more playing time, and they you know, improved. Byron Brown, who was really a JV player last year, got a lot of playing time at the varsity level, so he's going to be ready. Roderick Jones is someone else who got varsity experience. So all five guys I named on the offensive line this year all have some varsity playing experience, even though they weren't really ready to play varsity last year.
Coach, that's an area, though, that we can't really afford any injuries, can we?
No, we can. You know, we don't have a lot of depth there right now. And, you know, right now some of those guys are a little banged up. We're hoping they can tough it through and play Friday night, because if they don't, the guys we have behind them, we do think a couple of them are going to be good players. We have a freshman in the Gibson kid who I think is going to be our special player when he gets a little bit older. And then the Carroll kid we have that's playing the other guards, a sophomore, and he's going to be a special kid. You know, they're a freshman and a sophomore, and they're a year away from being a really good football player.
Coach, when we served the pregame meal last week to the team before we went to Savannah to play Beats, you show me this freshman class you've got coming through. That is the biggest. I've been around Brunswick High football for 40 years, Coach. That is the biggest bunch of freshmen that I have ever seen size-wise. We have some size coming through this program now on the offense and defensive lines.
We do. You have four solid freshmen on the defensive line that are good quality size. Mm-hmm. You have probably three big offensive linemen on that, and that's the most I've seen. You have seven guys like that all got good size. But you got speed and skill to go with it. You know, we have a kid that we converted from running back. He was a running back at Kneewood. We converted him to a quarterback in Gerald Quick, and he's going to be special.
He looks like Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's learning how to play the position. He's doing a real good job. And then you also have another kid from Kneewood. Last name is King.
Yeah.
Jermaine King, and he's really quick. I think he's going to be special as he gets older as well. And then Kevin Thomas, that wide receiver, has a lot of skills and a lot of promise in that freshman class also.
Coach, your wide receivers, last year they were green. We lost a boatload of wide receivers, quality wide receivers off that 2017 team. And then last year we were very, very green at the position. Now those guys have grown up, and now you've got six that you think can play.
We do. We have six returning wideouts from a year ago. Not really wideouts, but just receivers in general. That all got significant playing time. You have Xavier Bean, Che Foy is just starting to get healthy. When he comes around, he's going to be a special player. Then you have Amarion Whitfield and Tyrese Jones and Kyle Patterson. All those guys played significant amounts of time last year. And if we can just, get our timing right with our quarterback and our receivers, that could be a electrifying group. But right now, we just haven't hit it yet. I think once we do, they're going to be good.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show with Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you addressed the defense in the offseason, and you started with it by making some changes on the coaching staff. Talk a little bit about some of the changes you made on the defensive side of the ball as it relates to coaches.
Yeah, well, we obviously had some issues on the defensive side of the ball last year, and a lot of it was youth, with what we were doing. But you also had some differences in philosophy, I guess you should say, and what the players were doing or accustomed to doing and what we were doing. And so we made some changes. And the one thing I did, I think I did a better job of this time, was last year there was too much on our defensive coordinator. He was the defensive coordinator. He was the strength coordinator. He was assistant head coach. He wore too many hats.
Right.
So this year, and then he was also a position coach. So this year, we hired a defensive coordinator where that was his only responsibility. He doesn't coach a position. He just coordinates the defense. I got a strength coordinator that I hired who works in the defensive backs. Mm-hmm. The strength coordinator is William Pinnell. Our defensive coordinator is Thomas Tedder. Thomas Tedder, he's been a head coach at several different programs. He brings a lot of experience. He's been coordinated. He coordinated both sides of the ball, which gives him a different perspective. He knows how to manage coaches, and he knows how to manage players. And that's what I was looking for out of a DC, and someone who had that intensity about them as well, and that could get the most out of players. I believe Coach Tedder has that in him.
One thing I noticed about Coach Tedder last week in Savannah, Coach, is when he speaks, the kids really pay attention.
They are. They're paying attention because they're starting to buy in.
Right.
And the more they buy in, the better we'll be. And then William Pinnell, he was an addition that's huge. He's helping us out in the weight room. He's also helping us out with some of the things he'll do, special teams and on the back end. He's very, very knowledgeable. So that helps out tremendously with those two additions to the staff. Another thing is we increase the amount of coaches we have on the defensive side of the ball. We got seven guys working just on the defensive side of the ball this year to make sure. We got two guys at the D-line spot. We got two guys at the linebacker spot looking at the linebackers. And we got two guys in the secondary, and then we got a coordinator organizing it. So even with the scout team, you're going to have a D-line coach with a scout team, you're going to have a linebacker coach with a scout team, and you're going to have a secondary coach with a scout team. So there's eyes on our players, so they can't be taking plays off them. When they do, they get called out on it. And we're just trying to get that group a little bit more mentally tough than they were a year ago. Still, we got a long way to go, but I really like the progress that is going on. And if you heard this saying, trust the process. And the pieces will come together. And right now, we just got to keep trusting the process. And because we're not there, we still got ways to go, but the pieces are coming in place. And as the pieces come in place and the players develop, they get older, the program's starting to take mold and shape. We have a chance to be a good football team and a good football program at that.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, on the back end of this defense, and I'll start at the back end, we're pretty solid at cornerback and safety. We've got some players back there.
We do. A key to those players too, again, talking about staying healthy.
Yes.
You know, we talked earlier that we had some issues. I was showing you on the offensive side of the ball with some kids just banged up. But shoot, yesterday our two-star defensive players didn't finish practice for one reason or another.
Right.
You know, I think they're going to be fine to play in the game. Freddie is and Devin Lafayette are both players that Devin has a lot of D1 offers. Freddie's about to get some D1 offers. And both those guys are really, really special. Now, I also have a lot of other seniors in the mix that play. We moved Mike McGee from wide receiver to defensive back. He is very talented. He's raw, but he's talented. And you're going to see a very good progression in him as he gets more and more game experience. I'm sorry. And then Trayvon Smith. He's small, he's undersized, but he will hit you, and he's really smart. He can play multiple positions, so he can also help us out as a nickel back, not just a corner, and a safety. So he can play all three of those slots. And then you got Demetrius Hardy, who played last year for us, and he's back. So you got all those seniors that are back there in the secondary, and they're coached by Willie and Willie Bolden and William Pinnell, and both those coaches, I think, are outstanding coaches. So our secondary has no excuse. They should play well and they should do a good job. Now, we're going to put them on islands a lot because, they're experienced and they're seniors. Yeah. But we are undersized everywhere else on the defensive side of the ball, so we're going to have to take chances.
Coach, it just seems like we've been undersized at corner for a decade. I mean, you got Mike McGee. He's long. He's got long arms. He's tall. Freddie Towns is the same way. Those are the kind of body. Those are the kind of frames you need at cornerback especially when you're playing these teams in our region when you have to come up and tackle.
Right, and nowadays everyone seems to have a 6'4 wide receiver.
Right.
So everyone but us. we're out there playing with midgets at wide receiver, but that's part of that is because we got the longer guys on the defensive side of the ball to match up with the people that we got to play. You know, Devin Lafayette's another one who's long as well.
Coach, talk a little bit about our linebacker position. Of all the positions this fall camp, that seems like the one that's just been hit hard with, like, nagging injuries. A.J. Wilson is a big-time player, but he's out right now. And, I mean, it just seems like we can't catch a break at the position.
No, and we need to catch breaks at that position. You have Buckley, who's a returning starter, who also played some as a sophomore. And, he's playing Mike, and he's doing a pretty good job. But, Octavius Butler last year, he was all over the place making plays. You know, Octavius is out. He's getting a surgery tomorrow.
Sports hernia.
He's getting a surgery tomorrow. And then we'll just see how it's all about when he recovers from the surgery, when we'll get him back. So we know we'll have him back by region play, hopefully a little sooner. But he's going to be out these first few ball games, and that's a big hit. Crump's been out for a while. He hip flexor he got during wrestling.
Yeah.
But Crump's back practicing. He practiced with us yesterday. So we plan on having him back. So that's going to help us out a little bit. But, Antonio is another kid that Antonio Thomas, who has gotten a lot better in a year. And, you know, we're expecting big things out of him. Another thing, we have a kid that was been playing named Zane. I always mess up Zane's last name.
He looks good, though. He's a good-looking kid.
He does, and we've been playing him at tight end. But he started off at linebacker for us.
Yeah.
And he was doing a good job. But due to certain circumstances, we needed to move him to tight end. And he was doing a good job there. However, with all of our bang-up injuries, now Zane's got to play both sides of the ball because he has to go back to the linebacker spot to help give us some depth there. Mm.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about A.J. Wilson real quick. He's a guy that you're really counting on that defense. He's got maybe a shoulder injury, may have popped out or something. We're waiting to get a report on him and when he can come back and play. But he's fast and quick, and you need him on that linebacker core.
We do. AJ was, in a walkthrough practice or a thud practice.
Yeah.
He reached out and tried to grab our running back, and when he did, his arm just subluxed backwards, and it went out of socket. Mm-hmm. So, our trainer had a hard time, couldn't get it back in the socket, so we had to call the emergency room. And when you do that, and then they put it back in, now everything's in place.
Right.
He feels good. He's running around. But when you call the emergency room, then you got to deal with emergency room doctors and this, and now you got to wait for clearance.
Mm.
So we just don't know when he's going to get cleared. He goes back Thursday for another evaluation, and we'll see what happens. I would love to get him back for the game versus Coffee, but I'm not holding my breath. Yeah, I sure would like to have him back because we definitely would like to have him.
Yeah, we need him. Coach, a position that I'm really, really excited about when I look at these youngsters coming through the program. And I haven't been excited about this position in a long time at Brunswick High, and that's our defensive line.
Yeah, our defensive line youth is pretty special now. Yeah, of course, being young like that, they're not really ready to play varsity ball.
Right.
But, because we are undersized with the older guys, people like Jay Sean Thomas, who's going to be very, very special, is having to play, a lot. Matter of fact, he's starting right now, I believe, at defensive tackle.
Coach, he's 255 pounds as a freshman and looks the part.
Yeah, we have three right now that are playing playing right now that are freshmen. Eli is another kid, defensive end, big body. He's getting some reps. He switches back and forth. Like, he'll go with the scout team some, and then he'll turn around and get some reps because of his size, and he's very coachable.
Hmm.
Getting some reps with the varsity defensive line. And the other one that's starting to come on, and he's probably going to be a future NFL offensive tackle. But right now we got him playing some defensive line, and because of his size and the fact that he's been working real hard, the Merriweather kid, that's a freshman, he's 6'7".
He's big.
He's a big boy, yeah. And so he's getting some reps now. And like yesterday, because of certain injuries, you know, Neubauer's out with a knee injury. So he steps in, and he's doing it well. He's doing okay. And you got a big, big offensive line that's very physical that we got to go against Friday night in Coffee County. So we're these young kids are getting up there and getting some work. And now we got a kid named Hampton that has – Caleb Hampton has come on. He's – you know, was a sophomore last year. He's a junior, and I think he's going to be pretty good. And we got Wilkerson, who's a tall, long defensive end, who's going to help us out. Also, he's a senior, and you can't forget about Justin Acker, who anchors our defensive line.
I expect him to have an all-region type season, Coach.
Yeah,
Acker.
Without a doubt.
He's a player.
He's got a motor, and he works hard, and you can't block him one-on-one. You're going to have to double him, which could cause issues, you know, later on down the road. And especially when we can get A.J. Wilson back and Butler back. Because when you got A.J. Wilson and Butler back, you got some ball hawks that can get after it. And you have Justin Acker in the mix with those three. They're going to be relentless pass rushers.
Good. Coach, this defense has a chance to be pretty good when we get our guys back.
It does. And yeah. Right now we're going to have some growing pains. We had a very good offseason with the defense when they were healthy. And right now we got some guys on the defense side of the ball that are banged up, that aren't participating. But what it's doing is it's allowing for other players to step up and work with that tenacity level. And hopefully it's going to make us a better football team down the road this year.
Right.
Yeah, by the time we get into region plays, hopefully we'll develop some depth in those positions where we can start rolling more kids and keeping them fresh, which will help us out through the fourth quarter and ball games. But right now, you're going to see a struggle a little bit. And unfortunately, our first two games are unforgiving opponents.
Yes.
And Coffee and in Bartram Trail.
Yeah, but we're playing a good schedule. And the key is to be peaking by region time.
That's correct.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, three of our first four games are against ranked opponents. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Coffee's a top 10 team in 6A. Top five team in 6A, yeah. Yes. You got Bartram Trail, who's always a top contender in Florida in 7A.
Yeah.
And then you also have Camden, who's a 7A powerhouse, who I think is back.
Shut wear out 17-0 with that quarterback in that scrimmage game.
Yeah, they're loaded. Kevin's loaded, and so that's three of our first four games that we're playing, and all those teams are very, very good football teams, and will help us, you know, turn into a good football team as well.
Coach, special teams. Talk briefly about special teams.
Well, you know, we have a specialist and a long snapper, Wellman, who. You know, when Wellman's consistent, that having a good long snapper is going to help out tremendously. And we can, when we haven't had Wellman, you can really tell a huge difference. So when he's in, things look better. Our kicker, Kyle, he's going to double duty or triple duty as a field goal kicker, kicking off, and punt.
Okay.
He, you know, there's inconsistency there, but he's got a strong, powerful leg. When he's on, he can hit a 50-yard field goal. When he's off, he'll miss an extra point. And the key is we just got to get him to stay on a consistent basis. Our returners are very good.
Yes.
I really like our return team. So now I hope we don't have to do a whole bunch of kickoff return. But our returners are very good. I think we're going to be good at punt return and kick return. And then, you know, we just got to get better at coverage. I think it hurts us not seeing any live action until the first game of the season.
Right.
I wish we had some live action in the scrimmage game. But so, you know, we got to work on some coverage things. We're having some breakdowns, and hopefully we'll get that coverage stuff panned out so we don't have a kick return back for a touchdown. I know Coffee returned one back in the scrimmage game, so I was like, yeah, that's not very fun. Just watch another Tyreek Hill back there for Coffee running 100 miles an hour down the sideline.
Coach, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the beach game because you had to get a quarterback ready who's, you know, hasn't had any varsity experience. Now we got the news that Mountain's going to be able to play. So you were running plays that we were going to have to run against Coffee to be successful, and we just didn't execute. But if you'd have just lined up running the ball, we'd have been fine.
We did. I'm not worried about it. I mean, you always want to be on top of whatever you play, whether it's a scrimmage or not. But if you watch the game, we completely dominated it. It was just unfortunate penalties and unfortunate things that happened that brought plays back. But no matter what you're playing, Coach, or how good the team is, we had four runs that were over 30 yards called back.
That was there.
You know, we had situations where we had pass interferences called that I'm still looking for. You know, the film didn't pick up where
late where it was.
Extremely late holding. There's just little things here and there, but hey, we can't worry about that because we can't control it. Right. But I do know that we dominated that scrimmage. If anybody was there, would have saw it.
Yeah.
We just, you know, scoreboards just, it's just, you know, unfortunately you're measured by that.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about what that scoreboard said in the scrimmage game. I was very pleased with a lot of the things that we did. I'm not pleased with the penalties and, you know, some of the youth that's happened. Those are mistakes that we're going to learn from.
Coach, all talking season. You know, all season's talking season, I've heard Coach speak, you know, on all the network shows and all. And one of the buzzwords this year is the word coachable. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Well, there's a lot of talented kids out there that play. And one thing that you see that's an ongoing issue with some of these kids that are very talented is we're now dealing with a generation of kids who don't rely on adults to get their information from adults. They rely on this little handheld device, you know, called a smartphone, and they look up the internet and they try to look that I can get the information on my own. So you're dealing with a different mentality type of kid. And a lot of them don't listen to the experiences that coaches have, and you got to break down and you got to teach these kids. We got to teach these kids to be students of the game, to really understand the details oriented stuff. And the kids that will do that, those are your coachable kids, and that will put in the extra time in it. Like our kids will go out and give a whole bunch of extra work, but they can do the extra work wrong over and over and over, and it's not going to make them any better. You know, they got to learn how to do it the right way. They got to learn, you know, different angles and stuff. We talk about attacking the outside shoulder. We're talking about making the right steps on a read and judging your read keys and seeing what you're supposed to do, squeezing down, you know, on a pulling guard. Those type of things that the kids got to learn and do and trust what the coach said so they can end up giving that great individual effort but in the concept of a team. So if a kid can do that, then the kid's going to be very coachable.
Good. Coach, Coffee County comes in here Friday night, opening game of the season, between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. You know they're going to be good on the lines of scrimmage. And if you can't man up to them, you're in trouble. That's pretty much the scouting report on Coffee.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Their offensive line is, and defensive line for that matter, they're among the best we're going to see.
Yeah.
They're really good up front, and then they got the weapons to hurt you. It's a great opponent to measure yourself by because they will be in the playoffs. They will make it to the second round of the playoffs, if not further.
Yep.
Now, their region's extremely tough. You know, if they finish number four in their region, it doesn't mean they're a bad football team. They probably could end up still being number four in the state,
right?
You know, in that region. But they are a very good football team. It's a great measuring stick because how you play against them can kind of determine where you're at because they're going to be ready to play. You watch their scrimmage game. They played against a good Fitzgerald team and dominated them. Mm. And it's and they dominated them because they dominated the line of scrimmage. And you know, that's an area of concern for us. especially just now getting our starting quarterback back.
Yes. Coach, any last comments before we close out today? Hard to believe this is year three. Just seems like yesterday you got here.
Oh, yeah, and still feel like there's a whole bunch of work to be done. But, yeah, we, you know, again, thanks for your support. And, you know, thanks for supporting these kids. We do have a good thing that's starting to happen. My thing is trust the process. Believe in what we're doing. Don't be naysayers. And watch how this thing will start to do a swing and the momentum will carry on to winning, not just winning like Brunswick used to win, but winning even more so than Brunswick's ever have. And always, go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach says, go Pirates.